This is one of the humorous tales written by Dr. Tin Ong in his book titled Burmese Folk Tales. The title of this tale is The Four Deaf Men. Once, there lived four deaf men in a village. The first was a herdsman, and the second earned his living by climbing toddy trees and extracting the juice, and the third was a farmer, and the fourth the headman of the village. One morning, the herdsman missed his cattle, which had strayed away during the night. He searched and searched, but without success. Then he saw the toddy climber up a toddy tree and asked, "Have you seen my cattle?" The toddy climber, of course, could not hear him, but thought the herdsman was asking about the toddy trees. So he pointed to a grove of toddy trees some distance away and said, "This tree is not so satisfactory this year. The trees over there are much better." "Thank you," said the herdsman, thinking that the toddy climber was telling him where to find the missing cattle. He went to the grove of toddy trees, and actually he found his cattle there. The herdsman was now hot and tired with searching for the cattle the whole morning, and so he wanted to make a shortcut to his home. To do that, he had to pass over the land belonging to the farmer. The herdsman found the farmer burning the couch grass on his land, and pointing to the cattle, he said, "Do you mind if my cattle walk across your land?" The farmer thought that the question was, "Did you steal my cattle?" And he replied, "No, no," shaking his head vigorously. "Now, now," said the herdsman, "why are you so mean? Your land is not yet ploughed, and surely my cattle cannot spoil it." The farmer went on shaking his head, saying, "No, no." At last, they came to blows, and each dragged the other to the headman's house. The headman, that morning, had had an unfortunate misunderstanding with his wife, which resulted in his soundly beating her. The wife, in disgust, left the house and went to her mother. The herdsman and the farmer arrived. Each sued the other for assault, and each pleaded his case with eloquent gestures. But the headman shook his head, and waving his hands, he said, "Go away, go away. It's no good pleading on her behalf. I will not have her back. Let her stay on with her mother." The herdsman and the farmer thought that both their suits had been dismissed and went away. Mm.